He's a plumber.
Brody's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, now, Roo, I've been hoping and hoping he was going to do a particular show for a few weeks. Let's see if he's going to do it today. Rudy Vanderstone, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dits, and good morning to you, Roo, and everybody listening to Triple M in Adelaide. I have got my ute parked out the front there on Flinders Street.
We better get into it then.
Oh, she's going through the brass fittings or taking off the beautiful ream gas hot water system I got strapped to the roof.
Right.
Well, to you, Dits, yes, Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus.
Yep.
Because wishes do come true today. I'm doing holy moly.
Yes, that's what I've been waiting for.
In holy moly.
It is. It's the grand final this weekend coming up. And as your friend the Moon Man suggested, maybe they should be true to the name and have a bunch of nuns playing against strippers and make it truly holy moly.
I think that's what Tiger Woods said when he went off the freeway yesterday.
Yeah,
holy
right.
moly.
He's rolled his car, a poor champion. Anyway, a lot of people have been asking me, Dits, why it's taken me so long to excoriate, and that means to skin alive.
Right.
Excoriate holy moly.
Excoriate.
Mm. And that is because I have been lost for words. This is the worst television I've ever seen, and I'm lucky to be here to bear witness to this abysmal long drop of TV effluent. It's a shocker. Okay, first, there's so much to get through. First, the hapless co-host. Matt Shervington is a man previously renowned for running fast with a long schlong in bike shorts. Well, I can safely say he's now damaged that esteemed legacy.
Yeah.
He is so seriously out of place and lost on this show, I feel like calling the Westpac chopper to pluck him to safety. The look of surprise on his face as he reads the same joke off the auto cue that Rob Riggle is actually reading out, and then looks up at Rob as Rob expects him to laugh.
Yep.
The look is amazing. It is pitiful, and the jokes are shocking. Matt Shervington, you should sue Channel 7 for workplace bullying. They've made you look like a bigger imbecile than Dicko, and he's dressed as a pirate.
Oh, no.
The reason you're there, Matt, it can only be one reason, and that is the head of Channel 7 has your family at gunpoint. There is no other plausible explanation. Now, on to Dicko. The greatest media whore the sweet Lord ever breathed life into is at it again.
No.
He's like a horror movie villain, Roo. You think he's gone, dead, defeated, and then all of a sudden he turns up in this shit show on a golf hole called Walk the Plank or whatever it is.
He's a cat, isn't he?
Well, he's a... Yes, he's got nine lives. I wish the shark was real and ate you whole, Dicko. Though even sharks would blanch at TV carrion rotting from the inside out. Your most famous moment on TV was demeaning Paulini for wearing a tight gold number. Well, how the chickens come home to roost. You are now an obese pirate, and the X on your treasure map marks the end of your career. Goodbye, loser. Let's move on. Yeah. Not sparing anyone today. Next, on to the animated greatest choker of all time, Greg Norman. The shark has got some kind of fishbone stuck in his throat. Oh, how many times did he stumble at the final hurdle?
Here comes
Nick Faldo. Don't poop your dacks. Anyway.
That was a bloody good chip by Nick.
Hang on.
Rob Riggle arriving in Australia to host Holy Moly was greeted with much anticipation. Now, he's very funny in The Hangover, Step Brothers and the other guys. He's not in Holy Moly because he took the money and I wished he had have run, but he didn't. He stayed here. I haven't seen somebody look this uncomfortable since Don Burke fronted Tracy Grimshaw on A Current Affair. Finally, they have a hole called the Dragon's Breath. I would like to go out there with no fireproof clothing on and be burnt beyond the recognition of my own mother so I never have to experience holy moly again.
Sure, it's not getting a star.
It is. It's getting a chocolate starfish is what it's getting. It is rubbish.
It is.
Flush it. I hate it. Goodbye.
Oh, God. Channel 7.
Wow. I need a rest after that, Rudy. Bloody hell. That was
tough.
Good on you, Rudy.
Todd Seaton.
See you, mate.